This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Wednesday afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk, we visit with our friend Alex Rich from Y98. Sue is in the studio, the Hall of Famer Fred Bonnemer. Ethan is chiming in as well. And I just want to share this just briefly from the Attorney General of Missouri, Andrew Bailey. I had a great opportunity to visit with him a couple of Wednesdays ago. Actually, it was in Jeff City 2 weeks ago today. He toured me around his office in the Supreme Court building. Andrew's the only one that's not in the Capitol. The governor's there, Secretary of State, Treasurer, everyone else. And then they're over the AG's office in the Supreme Court building. But this is very clever. Breaking. Here's what he tweeted. I am demanding the DOJ investigated whether President Biden's cognitive decline allowed unelected staff to push through radical policy without his knowing approval. If true, these executive orders, pardons, and all the other actions are unconstitutional and legally void. Now, I'm not an expert, but that sounds like a very clever way to go about this. And maybe we can get Andrew on tomorrow to talk about it. So we'll keep you posted on that. I have Selena Zito coming up in the next hour. We love Selena. Of course, she was there in Butler the day of the assassination attempt. And she's writing a book. I have already pre-ordered it. It's called Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight for America's Heartland. One point that Selena will make with us after the top of the hour is you hear a lot of complaints. I even saw something today on CBS News on their Twitter feed about how all these federal workers, you know, don't have jobs and the empathy for people. But Selena's going to highlight some steelworkers who, because of the Biden policy, the green energy policy that went nowhere, lost their job. Thousands of people were affected, right? And families. But I don't remember 60 Minutes doing a story about that.
You know what I like about Selena is every time I call her to try to book her, she's either on the road in her car driving somewhere.
Wow.
Like yesterday when I talked to her to book her for today, she was going into that steel mill in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And she was spending 3 hours in there talking with workers.
Well, look, one of the reasons I love Selena, and we've known her since 2015, Fred, early 2016, I would say, and she wrote a book called Revolt about the first election. But she's one of these rare reporters. Like, I'm going to hope that people from the Washington Post, New York Times, and even the St. Louis Post-Dispatch actually get their asses outside of their desk and go out and meet people and talk to them. We don't see a real good example of this in the national media, but Selena's someone who gets in her car. She drives across the country. She's been through Missouri multiple times, not only St. Louis or Kansas City. She's going to, you know, rural America, talking to real Americans. That's why she was ahead of the curve. I was way behind the curve in 2016 on what was happening in this country with the way support for Trump was bubbling. So she always kind of highlights things from a different working class perspective, and she'll join us after the top of the hour. And we had Jane Duker because the city results were kind of interesting. Tashara did make it through the first round of the mayor's race. They vote again on April. What is it? The 8th of April, Sue? Is that what we found
out? I can't remember.
Yeah, it is. Because it's a week after April Fool's. So it's after April 1st, the second Tuesday. We all, I guess, and Fred, you're forced into healthy eating by your wife, Marie. Is that true? Do you eat healthy?
Yeah, not by choice.
All right. Alex, do you...
I make up for it at work.
You've been at my house. You're not really a healthy eater,
you
do. Are you?
You know, I'm not, but I try to. I'm certainly at the point where now I have a wedding coming up. I got to, you know, get into the tux, but I've turned it around to become a healthier eater.
Do you know what orthorexia is?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard of orthorexia?
I have not.
So I'm reading about this in the Washington Post today. Apparently, this is a real thing. You always have to wonder about this. They say, you know, berry bowls and chia pudding and all that stuff seems like it's good for you. Actually, it doesn't seem good for me. But they say good intentions, it turns out, can go too far. In recent years, physicians and researchers have seen a rise in what they're calling orthorexia, disordered eating focused on extreme health. Healthy eating. So you can't win. You eat crappy,
yeah,
you're going to have a heart attack,
yeah.
You're obese, you're going to get diabetes. If you eat well, mm-hmm. then you're OCD on the eating well. But they actually talk about this, and I guess the word means righteous eating. And these are people who are fine physically, but they drive themselves crazy over their eating habits.
Oh, you can't do that.
No. So I guess this is, you know, part of obsessive compulsive disorder. And they talk about how 6.9% of the general population struggles with it, and up to 35 to 57% of high-risk groups, which include, this won't surprise you. Who's in the high-risk groups for this?
Vegetarians,
think about this.
Vegans.
No, think more professions and stuff like that.
Chefs.
Healthcare professionals. Okay. Doctors. Mm-hmm. Athletes. Alex.
Sure.
Artists and others with perfectionist tendencies. Experts argue that the lack of recommended diagnostic tool undermines the estimates of orthorexia's prevalence. So they think that maybe this is even more prevalent than they're admitting here. I don't know. I think it sounds weird. But what they say is that the person who wrote this article puts it into very personal terms in the Washington Post. Let's see if I know.
Is it like anorexic?
Yeah, well,
I mean, do you get that thin? Is that the point of it, or is it just
well, and also at what point do you like what point is considered, you know, unhealthy? Like some
right.
people a piece of bread, you know.
Okay,
they...
but listen to her story. So this is the woman who wrote this piece because she decides, Amy McHugh, to make it a little bit about her. She goes, I know this well. During my senior year of college in 1997, I ate a sweet potato for dinner every night. I turned down dinners out with friends, fearing my deviation from my safe, healthy meal. I was obsessed with clean eating, but I wasn't anorexic or bulimic, so there was little, if any, support available. I guess what they say is that it's something that, you know, it does affect you because, well, there's two things of it. The mental obsession part of it is not healthy, but then also maybe you're not getting as much as you should get with other types of
vitamins
and minerals because you're always focused on the,
exactly.
the smoothie
you
or whatever.
Think, so you're eating, so you're not anorexic and you're not bulimic because you're not throwing anything up, but you're limiting yourself to what you consider safe. And if it's one sweet potato every night, and then, you know, who knows what, one thing of cottage cheese in the middle of the day.
So
yeah,
I don't know about
good.
You guys, but I feel like food and eating is one of the glorious things about life. I love food. I mean, if you're going to be healthy to that extreme, like, do you never find any enjoyment out of any meal that you ever eat?
Sounds like not. It
you know what I
like
mean?
A twist there.
Well, the part of this that's a little confusing because you asked this question, like what? So what's the?
Yeah,
if you're diagnosed with this, what's the downside? Well, they say unlike those with anorexia, the research shows that individuals with orthorexia typically don't struggle to perceive weight or body shape, which makes sense. The distinction is crucial as many orthorexics are treated with traditional anorexia therapy, which may not be appropriate. Two things about that. I had no idea that, like, how are you diagnosed as an orthorexic? If you're eating clean, it really doesn't indicate what the downside here
well,
is.
Well, if they treat it like they do anorexia, that would infer that you're really skinny and dangerously thin.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things. I'll tell you a story here without mentioning names, but if you go back to when I graduated from high school in 1983, and there was, hopefully he's not listening right now. He might be because he listens to the show. I'm not going to mention names, though, but he was very, very popular in high school. And, you know, one of the kids that was in all the plays and stuff like that, and then goes off to college. So you got to think about the dynamics here of the psychology. In high school, big deal, right? Big man on campus, whatever. Lots
right.
of attention given you by other students, et cetera, maybe even parents because you stand out. But then you go to college and you ain't that big of a deal at college. And this was someone who, and this was a man, right? I think that traditionally we would think of anorexia, bulimia, more female traditional, wouldn't you? Just the assumption?
Yeah.
But so this guy goes off to college and just got devastated, lost all kinds of weight,
oh,
was
gosh.
Anorexic, really, really struggled. And I had a babysitter who, and I had no idea. This was a young girl that I convinced to go to the University of Missouri when her parents were both KU alums. I thought that was a victory. She was from Milwaukee, and this was the trip that I actually drove here to Columbia. I was living in Milwaukee at the time, and I was coming down here to see my kids, and I said, well, Chrissy, why don't you come with me? I got permission from her parents to take her down for a visit at the campus. And, you know, we're in a car ride, and we're talking a lot, and she was telling me about her bulimia, which, that you know, and that's just one of those things. That's where you kind of puke, right? And then your bones get really devastated, your teeth get really dead. There's so many things. But it's such, this is, you know, for someone like me who has had issues with anxiety and depression, I will say that 3 decades ago, this would have been very foreign to me. But because this really is kind of a mental thing, it's an obsessive thing, it's a condition, I don't know how to explain it all. These things are real, and they affect people in very real ways. And the food stuff is hard to get a handle on. It really is for most of us. Like, wait a second, how can that be part of your mental situation?
Yeah, but I can see how just eating one thing a night is not only limiting, but she's also missing out on social things. It kind of shrinks your world down to something.
Well, yeah, I can see it when people, a lot of people, when they go like a keto diet, really get into the keto diet, and there's only certain things you can eat, and you stop eating at certain points.
Well, I think
time restricted dieting.
Yeah, you bring up a good point with the social aspect of it. I think that, you know, personally, you can eat healthy, but when it becomes an influence on your social life and starts impacting, you know, you wanting to hang out with your friends or doing things in a social atmosphere, I think that's when you kind of have to draw the line and really take a step back and say, hey, I can't let this
rule me.
Can't let this take over, you know,
my life.
Different aspects of your life rather than just meals that you're not. You got to figure food's a way for people to connect. Exactly. Like you're going out to dinner with friends and things like that. When it starts affecting that to me is when it becomes an issue.
Well, so what they, and I went to the NIH here, which we're defunding, so maybe this stuff isn't very relative anymore. But they have something on here about orthorexia, and they call it orthorexia nervosa, an obsession with healthy eating. They say, despite a focus on eating, orthorexia nervosa may lead to malnourishment, loss of relationships, and poor quality of life. There you go, Alex. Right?
There you go.
Yeah, you're going to limit yourself.
I diagnosed.
You get so worked up about this stuff, and it's in your head, and then you don't enjoy life. Hang on, we're coming back with more. Our first Fish Fry Friday of the 2025 tour. I believe we have like tour t-shirts available. Holy Trinity Serbian Orthodox Church this Friday, starting at 3 o'clock with the roundtable. Fred, who will be on the roundtable?
Steve Butts and Gene Evans.
Both on
and
Friday,
Jane
and
Duker.
Jane will be here. Right now, we got Alex Rich in the studio. Brian Kilmeade's coming back to St. Louis, too. I want to mention that. VIP tickets are still available at briankilmeade.com. It's at the factory on the 22nd. And we're all going to be there from 97.1 FM Talk. We hope to see you as well. And I think Brian's going to be on the show tomorrow afternoon. So I've always felt that there are two kinds of people.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This world, ladies and gentlemen, you know, people who like the Waltons versus Little House on the Prairie, I would be in the latter. People who send all reply emails and people who don't. I think that we can, you know, agree on that. And then people who love wind chimes and people like me who absolutely hate them. And this topic came up yesterday because, Fred, you were mentioning that you have wind chimes and your wife loves wind chimes, right?
Well, I don't know if we love them so much, but we got a really nice set of wind chimes for Christmas.
Oh.
And they're huge. They're like 4 feet tall.
Oh, Fred, that's
they're huge.
That has crossed the line.
I had them in the backyard.
Thank you, Sue.
Like outside our back door. But they were so loud, and the neighbors like sleep, their bedroom window is too close. So out of kindness, I just said, let's move it.
Well,
so
yeah.
I moved it to the front of the house. But I mean, it was so windy yesterday. I came home. I thought I was walking into like a church or a cemetery.
Now, where do you hang a 4-foot wind chime?
Thank you. Thank you.
Right
good
on
question.
Our front porch. Yeah.
Seems excessive.
Fred, question. Will the person
it was a gift.
Who gave that to you be to your house at any time soon?
Good
and like,
point.
I put them over, like, put them up when that person is there.
Good point.
Because 4 feet, that's.
They only come for Christmas.
Yeah. So. Bye bye.
I don't like them. And here's why. I will say, so a good portion of my career was spent doing morning radio back in the day. And I would get up very early in the morning. And when I was at WTMJ in Milwaukee, I would get there at 3:15 in the morning. And
yeah,
I'd be
brutal.
Out relatively in the middle of the morning as well. But I bring it up because what became very, very important to every day of my life was a nap. Sometimes I had a nap when my kids were napping. But I have, in a couple of different incarnations of my life, being at different condos, apartments, homes, where my neighbors have had wind chimes, and they just drive me crazy. I don't like the sound. There was one time, and I think my wife would tell you this, the last location I lived in the city of Milwaukee was in Brewers Hill. It was in the actual city before I moved here, and we had neighbors that had these wind chimes, and I was tempted to, like, I told her I was going to go and, like, tear them down. Now, I didn't do that.
No, of course
That's
not.
Probably extreme position on wind chimes, but I'm no fan of them.
Have you seen one that's 4 foot long? That just seems
I'm
extreme
off
to
on
me.
That.
Wait,
but it is 3 feet at least.
Have
that's
you seen
lot.
It's that.
That's like the Sagrada Familia of wind chimes.
Yes.
Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
It's excessive. Have you seen those? I don't know what they're called. They're like the rain.
Yes, they're made out of wood.
Do you know
wood.
What I'm talking about?
Yeah, the rain forest.
And they make the sound when they trickle
like
down.
Like that.
But it's...
How was that, Sue?
Like that.
I feel like that's in the wind chime category, right?
I don't think I know what you're talking about there.
Yeah.
They're like it's like a rain noise maker where when it rains, the water drips like down into these... They're like little cylinders that kind of sound like wind
chimes.
They
call them rain sticks.
Yeah.
Rain sticks.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And I've heard it's like a tinkling sound almost.
Excuse me?
Not tickle. I guess tinkle wasn't
Well, you just
good.
Said tinkling.
I meant to. Well, it is a tinkling sound.
It's a different kind of tinkling
Not
sound. That's
that
all.
Kind.
It's almost a turlet story.
Right.
Yeah, it was. It almost turned south, Fred.
Yeah, you know, they have those. Do you do those the sleep sounds? You know, do you ever use any type of
My
sleep sound?
My daughter actually does. She likes listening to some rain, like, on the Sonos speaker.
I like the rain, but there is an option for, like, the Himalayan bell, whatever these are. They're like the Himalayan rainforest
that would
bells.
Keep me up.
And I'm like, who the hell would ever sleep with this on? And it's makes sense.
Look,
the wind chimes.
I'm a fan of the white noise aspect of it. It used to sleep with a fan on that stuff like that doesn't bother me. But the wind chimes, I don't know what it is, but they just I'm never living next to Fred. That's
how do you
I
feel about how do you feel about a birdhouse?
I have a bird.
I like
what's
a birdhouse?
No, I'm just curious.
Relevant?
We're talking about things that hang on a tree outside.
I will
I'm just
say this. Let's
throwing
see.
It out
they
there.
They were messes.
Let me say this, though.
It's not a birdhouse.
I have to wonder. I have to wonder when I say this if my wife is listening right now. But here's what I will tell you about birds' nests, okay? Because what are those damn things that come and they create them on your porch?
Are you talking? Well, there could be there are several kinds.
Okay.
A little one, a sparrow, or a big one, the one that's pigeon-like.
Here's what I know. They're the little ones. Are they the starlings or whatever?
Starlings.
But, no, starlings are big.
Are they? Really?
You talking about a sparrow?
They're not sparrows. Here's what I know. Whatever the damn birds are that every year at this time build a nest on my downspout right on my front porch, and then they poop all over the front porch. I noticed those little buggers were creating their little mud nest the other day, and I took the little broom and I took it down. Now, my wife won't let me do that when the babies are in there.
I'll tell you how to keep them away. I'll tell you how to keep them away. You put up a wind chime.
You know what? That's not
Dude,
a bad thing.
I'm telling you, and I got to figure out the name. These things get angry, so if the nest survives, and this is my goal every year, is to make sure the nest isn't there, because once it gets built, then I'm prohibited from tearing
but
it down.
You got to tell me what kind of bird
But if
this
the
is.
Nest survives, then they have babies in there. And if I go out my front door, even if I'm standing in my front yard, these things dive bomb you because they think that they're going to, you know, hurt the babies.
What kind of bird is this? Is it building a mud nest or are you just cranky and it's
an
a
annoying
normal
bird
nest.
That builds nests on
the
your
swallow,
front porch?
Huh?
That's
it could
the
be
kind.
Anything.
I think it's a swallow.
She's
I do.
Got, Sue's got
it's a barn
I can't
swallow.
Take credit.
That's what
Sue's
it is.
You don't have a barn.
I don't care. They make it a barn. Alex, good to see you.
We'll see you guys.
All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.